I can stop if there are any questions.
How do you calculate what's 17% of the biomass?
Well, you do, the harvester does a biomass assessment, and it gets a certain number of tons of biomass, and then calculates what 17% of that is.
How do you gauge it? I mean, how can you possibly know what the total is to begin with?
How do you know there's 83% still in the water?
Well, it's biomass. It's plant material.
Right.
So you figure out, you
is
do
there
this
a formula by area.
I'm sure there is. Yeah. There are people. There are companies that have been doing it for a really long time, and they do an estimate, and then they go out and they ground truth it to make sure they're not so far off.
And Rockweed has that convenient factor of being there for the counting at every low tide.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a little unusual is that the people that are taking it are also the ones that are assessing how much is there, which is a little unusual.
I was thinking that.
That's not my argument.
Plenty of rockweed here. So what do they use the rockweed for?
Well, there are people here that know more about that than I, but for fertilizer, for things called nutraceuticals, which is a word I learned this year. It means things put in animal feed for animals on golf courses. And there are a bunch of different... I mean, if you look up rockweed on the internet, you can find it as an aphrodisiac, a wrinkle cream, a weight loss aid, just about anything known to man you can find, or woman, you can find on there. So this is the vacuum cutter machine. This is the machine. This is the business end of it. The rockweed gets put into bales. The bales get hauled up somewhere and then put on a truck for... some other way loaded and taken off to the factory.
Now, that means a whole other level of how much taken, how quickly, and how many places, right? Mechanized
yeah.
is changing everything here.
Yeah.
Are the mechanized barges, are those sort of locally, privately owned, or is that a larger company?
Maybe Dave could answer that. I don't know how what the ownership is.
Every mechanized harvester on the coast of Maine is individually owned by an owner-operator. It's an individual fisherman that contracts with a company like mine, and we buy the seaweed from them.
Okay.
So basically, there are three things that make this a mature old-growth forest. It's long-lived. So the holdfast part of the plant is very, very ancient and can be centuries old, not the standing-up part. Does anybody know how to age a rockweed plant?
Count the bladders.
Yeah. So you count the bladders and you can figure out how old it is, but that's not its maximum age because parts have broken off above it. But the holdfast is the old part, and that can be centuries old, older in ice-free environments, younger where ice is periodically scouring. It grows very slowly and has difficulty recruiting new plants.
How slowly does it grow?
That comes later, but 1 to 6 inches a year. So this is just what I already told you. This, if you have never seen a rockweed holdfast, that's what it looks like. So the growth rate is 1 to 6 inches a year. And if you've heard about these kelp farms that have been started up in Copscook Bay, the reason why they can farm kelp, kelp is also a brown seaweed, like rockweed, but it grows tremendously quickly, averaging a centimeter a day. So rockweed's very different from that, even though it's also a brown seaweed. It's growing really, really slowly. And as I said, it has tremendous difficulty recruiting new plants into the population. So for that reason, you want to be really, really careful not to disturb that holdfast. And almost everybody agrees with that.